Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. Let's not to forget to refresh the computers. You'll be able to see my number on the computer. Anyhow, I wanted to discuss with you tonight. This is a Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I wanted to discuss with you the idea of using energy work. I'm down at my cousin's in Philadelphia right now, and I'm looking outside at a tree, and I'm looking at the eye of the tree looking at me, which is really amazing to see. And the soul of the tree, the spirit of the tree, looks almost like us. It's about 6 feet high, and it's gold and white. And I'm looking at that right in the center of the tree, and it's waving back at me. So nature really, really looks at us. And I think it's really amazing. I'm looking at the aura of a gorgeous tree next to it. So there's so many wonderful things that we can see if we just tune in. And I'm looking at a nature spirit right now. It's about 25 feet high that's coming out of the woods. So there's a lot of beautiful things that we can look at once we open up to the universe. And the best way of doing that is just to let go. And I've been mentioning that for quite a while now, to learn how to let go. And it's so important. You can learn that through meditation. You can learn it through just by saying, I let go. And the mind is a wonderful tool. It's just absolutely marvelous. It's the best computer on the planet. And once we get in tune with the universe, once we feel what we're feeling and know that we're actually looking at the universe, and everything that is on the planet is connected to the universe. We are connected to the universe. We're connected to the planet also, of course. But that's the important part. I think that love is so important. What we need to do is to connect to the trees. We need to connect to the ground and the flowers, and you'll see how beautiful they really are. You'll see the eyes of the trees. You'll see the eyes of the flowers. Even the blades of grass have eyes. Everything has got eyes. It's absolutely amazing when you really look at it to see how gorgeous things are. The other thing is that when you're looking at chakras in the body, just think of how beautiful nature is and how beautiful we're made and how perfect in God's image we are, and to realize that there's so much going on. There's so much love in the world. And if we could turn the world around, if we could just say that we don't want any more wars, or we don't want any more famine, or we don't want any more anything that's negative, we can do that. I mean, we do have the power in our minds to be able to heal. And if we can heal people on the planet, we can certainly heal the trees and the forests and the earth itself. But just think of the wonderfulness that's connected to us, and the spirit that's connected to us. I believe that the animals do have souls. I believe they have souls just like we do. They might not be able to do what we do, but there's a lot of animal psychologists that connect with animals, and they actually speak to them. And I know that they have mentioned that they do have souls. So I think it's really amazing when we think about everything that we do have, and the miracles that are on the planet, and the miracles that we see every day. And the biggest miracle we have, of course, is our breath. And I've been teaching people across the world how to take in the breath of God by saying, I breathe in the breath of God. And what we do is that we are breathing in from the head all the way down to both legs and allowing the energy to flow through our body. And that's the part of letting go that's so important, that we just let that flow just happen. And Father will help us out. It's really amazing what we can do when we have that energy amongst us and we share. I believe that God is connected to everything on the planet, and that we do a wonderful job trying to interpret that. Some of us, most of us do, some of us don't, and we're willing very much to help everybody that we possibly can, to heal them, to make them understand that they have the same powers as most of us do. And if we can reach out through kindness and just touch somebody as we touch the earth or touch a tree. I remember a few years ago I was outside and the buds were out on the trees. And I was touching the trees and I could actually see the buds ever so lightly. I was touching a bud and the whole tree just lit up. You can actually see the aura of the tree. It felt the energy of love and everything lit up in the tree as love would. And there's so much to do and so much to see and so much to teach. Even though we might think that we have a lot of energy, please take that energy and help somebody else. Let them know that there's so much love, because everybody wants to be touched with love. Everybody wants to be touched with happiness. And we do have that ability. So people that do have these feelings, that know that the energy is flowing through them, don't keep it to yourself. Allow people to share that with you. Your energy, as a matter of fact, when you start helping people, don't even ask for anything back, and you'll just receive that energy all the time. It'll come right from heaven to you. It can go up to 1,000 times just by helping somebody, or helping somebody that's poor, reach in your pocket and give a dollar or 50 cents or whatever the case may be. I remember a few years ago, probably about 10 years ago, maybe even longer than that actually, we were having company over for Passover dinner. And a little boy, I opened up the door, he knocked on the door, and a little boy was there and wanted to know if I wanted to buy candy. And I said, I'm terribly sorry, but I can't do that this evening. And when I shut the door and almost went back to my seat, I said, oh my gosh, I'm being tested. And I opened up the door within a matter of at least 3 or 4 seconds. And the little boy was gone, and I knew that that was an angel. So we need to be open to kindness at every minute. It taught me such a big lesson that humility comes even in big packages or small packages, but we really need to use as much humility as we possibly can. The reason I'm talking about all the humility and love is we really, really need to help each other. And if we can, please tune in to the people that need help and just pray for them. I think prayer is absolutely marvelous. Love is freedom. And wisdom is to be gained through respect of self. And the more we respect ourselves, the more we'll find out that we respect everything on the planet. So everything works that way. That's the laws of life. And it's very, very important that we live by the laws that God has put on the planet. And there are natural laws. And those laws can be actually felt and be in contact with just by loving a tree, just by loving the grass, just by loving a person. That's what you're doing. You're actually helping the laws of the universe. And you're opening up more to the energy. If there's anybody out there that would like to be healed, please don't hesitate and give me a call. I'm more than happy to help you this evening. And it's really, really marvelous to be able to do that. The other thing is, I was mentioning chakras a couple minutes ago. For some reason, people look at chakras as beautiful different colors. I look at them as diamonds. I actually see the chakras in diamond form, which takes in all the color spectrum. And I think also what I've been able to do, I can hover over the body within about 6 feet and look down and see the oxygen coming in through the chakras. It's a blue-purple light, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And you can actually look at the oxygen coming in through the body, through the chakras. So everything works in conjunction with each other. And it's really marvelous how it really does work. If we want, what we can do also is when you shake somebody's hand, just feel the energy of that person. And if the energy feels low, just send them a lot of love. Send them energy. Send them whatever you can to help them out as much as you possibly can. The more we do that, the more growth we have, the more understanding we'll have with everything that's on the planet, on Mother Earth, and it's so important to be in touch with that. Also, if we can, in working with people, I find that when I use total love, if I'm massaging somebody and the energy starts coming into the room, which it usually does, and I can see it in a pure white form. And what happens is that I'm given these voices, these wonderful, beautiful voices, and they'll tell me exactly how many strokes to do and where the problems are within the body, and then they'll show me the actual problems with the body, and we can go in and change things as much as we possibly can in that time period of 1 hour. What I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to send out a lot of energy and try to heal as many people as I possibly can, whether they call in or whether they don't call in. And I'll only work on the people that are open to energy. I will work with people that sometimes are not open to energy but are interested in finding out about energy. So if you're one of those people, you're going to start feeling energy right now. And it's flowing in from heaven, flowing through me, and it's going out to everybody that's within the distance of the radio, which includes just about everywhere. So it's amazing what we can do when we put our mind and our souls together and really work as much as we can. I think it's really important to understand about people and to understand about where they're coming from, and it's very, very important to know where they're going to. Not for us as much as it is for the people that you're talking to. Where they're going and where they're coming from is very important. And I think it's very, very important to be in touch with that in ourselves. Anytime you feel as though things are not important, the things that you think are not important are usually the things that are important. And the voice of silence that's within us, it will tell you what's important. And we really need to tune into that and really, really work with that. I think it's really important to realize that that voice is so strong within sight of everybody. If we would just take a moment just to unclutter our brain and allow that energy to come through, I think it'll help you out tremendously. And what it does, basically that voice will tell me what needs to be done and how to go about doing it. And if we tune into that and just follow that voice, we won't have any troubles. It's when we least expect it that we don't listen to that voice. Usually I get myself into trouble. Not bad trouble, but, you know, a little bit of trouble. What I'm talking about is that if I... trouble means is that if I'm listening and it's telling me to do 6 strokes and I'm getting 5 strokes, I always listen to the voice, but once in a while I don't, and I'll do 5 strokes instead of 6. And it doesn't get me into trouble, but it gets me in confusion. So we really need to tune in to what's important in our lives and understand that if you can hear, please listen. Follow the instructions as long as it's life affirmative. It's really, really important. I understand that I've had some friends out there that have been calling, and they've been telling me that I talk too fast in terms of giving out the messages that I receive from heaven. So if you want, I would like to give those to you again. If you're ready, I'll repeat some of them. I'm going to be coming out with a book with them called Messages from the Most High. I'm putting it together now. But if you want to listen, I'm willing to give you those few messages that I had in the beginning. So here goes. I'll try to do a little slower. the truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. I'll repeat that again. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. And what I found out, what that message means to me, as God said that to me, is that when we are in touch with the truth of ourselves, how can we get sick? How can we actually have emotional problems when God is in touch with us and He's giving us that message? And if we can listen to the voice, you never go wrong. It's when we don't listen to the voice that we get ourselves in trouble. So, not big trouble, but little trouble. Anyhow, that's the first message. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Steve. This is somebody that you know, Caroline.
Okay, Caroline, hi.
Hi.
Good.
I how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, honey. I'm doing very well. Do you live in Rochester?
Yes.
Yes. Wonderful.
It's we have a mutual friend with a
yes.
first name that starts with J.
Yes.
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 How you doing? I got your message on the phone the other day.
Okay.
Yes, but I've been in Philadelphia, so I haven't had a chance really to contact you.
Okay. I just want to say that I left another message saying, please talk to me.
Okay. Well, you're talking to me. That's wonderful.
Okay. I you know what I'm dealing with in terms of the shoulder, and it's going down the arm into my hand. And
yes.
I'm having a very hard time sleeping at night. So, you know, I wake up every hour or 2 hours, and it's a bummer, Steve. It really
yes.
is a bummer.
Yes.
So if there's anything that you can do to help me out.
What I'm doing right now, honey, there's two things that I'm doing. Number one, I'm opening up your heart. You should be able to feel that. There's a lot of light going through your body now. And the shoulder, the whole shoulder girdle is being lit up right now as I speak. You should be able to feel that energy going down your arm now.
I do.
Good, honey. Let's just stay in tune with that.
Okay.
The energy is flowing through your head right now, all the way down through your bottom of your legs. I'm watching both legs open up, honey, and I'm watching the energy going through your feet. Now, there's a ball of light in both feet. You should be able to look down. You've got the ability to see. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to see that light going through the bottom of your feet. Can you feel that, dear?
Oh, yes.
Good, honey.
Most
now,
definitely.
There's a connection between your body, blessed be His name,
mm-hmm.
and the energy that's in the center of the earth. If you look down on your floor with your eyes wide open, you'll be able to see that ball of light right in the center of the earth. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, honey. We have a connection between heaven and earth. Now, I can feel your arms starting to relax.
Yes, I can feel a sparkling of energy going down the right arm into the right hand. The back of the hand particularly has that, you know how you, when you feel that prickly
yes.
kind of energy?
Yes.
That is really intense on the back of the right hand.
Mm-hmm. Just keep in tune with it, honey. Just stay in tune. You're doing fine. You should feel a sense of transparency going through your body right now. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. That's the highest form of energy we know right now, that I know of.
Right.
I know the masters know of. What we're doing is opening up your body totally to the universe.
It really is amazing that the sensation that I'm feeling in my right hand,
and
the ball of energy in each foot. I mean, you know, I experience that every day because of the transformation that's going on inside of me.
Yes.
But it's so much more intensified by what you're doing.
Yes. Yes. It's all love, sweetheart. It's all love.
Mm.
You should feel a ball of light that just came into your third eye. Can you feel that energy?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. Now, what's going to happen is, I'm going to tell this to everybody so they'll know. The light we see in the third eye, it's really, really powerful stuff, but we have to remember that eventually when we go up the ladder to energy, that your whole face, the whole mask, becomes the third eye, which opens up even more. So what's happening now is that your energy, you should be able to feel that mask opening up around your eye. You're pretty advanced, honey, so
mm-hmm.
You should be able to feel that energy opening up around your face. Can you?
Oh, yes, I can.
Good,
yes.
Sweetheart. Just yep. Stay in tune with me. You're doing fine. Your chakras are being cleared to be able to handle the energy. Just stay there.
I am.
Good. Move your arm around, honey. It should be a lot better.
It feels better, yes.
Okay.
There's a whole lot less pain.
Yeah, let's just stay in tune with everything that we're working with right now. I'm just clearing your body, so we're going to be opening up all the chakras, and there's a lot more than seven. So I'm going to be opening up a lot more chakras than seven chakras. I'm going to be opening up the elbows, the hands. The hands are already open up. You should be able to see a tremendous amount of light coming out of both center of the hands. Can you see that?
Yep.
This I don't tell too many people, but there's a dial on the outside of the light. Can you see the dial on your hand moving?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. What that is that above the chakras or around the chakras, we have a dial, and that dial is moving, and you can actually see it moving constantly all the time. And there is ways of actually opening it up, but I don't want to do that
mm-hmm.
until I see you personally.
I agree.
Okay. So your energy should be buzzing quite well, honey.
It is.
Good, dear.
It's
I'm so glad that you called.
I am, too. Our friend Jay called me and said that there was a telephone number because I am not on the Internet, so... I immediately called and I got in.
You're wonderful. Thank you.
Good, Stephen.
Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now you're opening up a lot more, so enjoy that energy.
I'm going to.
Yeah, that's wonderful, honey. That's wonderful. You're just, you're such a wonderful person to work with. You always have been.
Thank you. You're a wonderful person to work with, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You should be able to feel your first chakra opening up quite well right now. You should be able to feel it all the way back to your sacrum and to your coccyx area. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Things are going to be opening up for you more there. You should be able to feel it coming up the back of your neck and out the back of your head. Can you feel that?
I can, and we are doing this safely so that the kundalini's not rising, correct?
No. Kundalini, we're not dealing with that at all.
Okay, good enough.
We're dealing with a whole different kind of energy, honey.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
No, this is much more advanced.
My problem is because of what happened. You know that.
Yes, so we're not dealing with that kind of energy, honey.
Okay, thank you. I needed to clarify that, Stephen.
Right. Now, you should feel the energy coming through the back of your head. Can you feel that?
Yes, it's up. It's come up through the back of the head, and it's up at the crown chakra.
That's correct, honey.
Yeah.
That's correct. There's a lot of dark stuff coming out of there, so we're just letting it go, honey. I'm just going to clear you as much as I possibly can while we have the time.
Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome, honey. I'm so glad I can help you. I think one of the things is that Kundalini should be left up to the Kundalini masters. I think a lot of times the Kundalini is used and people get frightened of it. And the energy, there's energy that's much, much higher than Kundalini energy.
Well, Stephen, I have taught that forever in my metaphysical classes, but when you have a spontaneous one while you're sleeping, there is no control. And that's what happened with me.
Yeah. The best thing to do before I go to bed at night, I usually ask God, at His will, blessed be His name, that He brings the highest and best for me. It's I'll explain to you what happens. What I've been trying to tell everybody across the world is that a lot of people are calling in the angels, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, and Raphael, and that's fine. The problem is that we're not dealing with the highest energy, and that's God. We seem to forget that God knows everything that we need. So what I've been doing. And it's good to use these angels. Don't misunderstand me. I think people that know what they're doing, masters that know what they're doing, know what they're doing. But what I do is that I tune into God. I talk to Him, and God sends me the energy that He wants to send me. It's not energy that I am taking control in. In other words, I'm asking God to help me without asking for the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Did you follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's what I've been doing over the years. And I think it's really important that we understand that God will send us the energy that we actually need more than what we think, what we need. In other words, instead of taking control, I turn the control over to God.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that not to you, basically. I'm saying that to everybody that needs the help of it.
Yes.
You know, and it's so important to do. And I'm so glad. Now, you should be feeling a lot better, honey.
I am.
Now, you should be more grounded.
I am.
Do you feel that?
Yes.
Do you feel more centered?
Yes.
Do you have more peripheral vision?
Yes.
Okay. If you go, are you by a window, honey?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want you to look outside and see how much greener everything is and how much brighter everything is. If you could take a look outside.
It does appear to be.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Good, honey. Good. Very good. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for you.
Absolutely. And when I get home, honey, I promise I'll call you. I've just been away.
Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome. I tell everybody in Rochester what I'm doing. I haven't even mentioned anything to Rochester. I just... You know, you're at your home base and you never think about it, so.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thanks a million, honey.
Thank you a million. And I'll be talking to you soon.
Absolutely. God bless, honey.
God bless, and you take good care.
You too, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The amazing part of energy is that we have the ability to help everybody that has a problem, whether it be a small amount or a big amount. And I think it's really, really wonderful that I have such good friends. I have a friend, Bob, in Rochester, I know, who's listening to the program now. And he asked me to get him something in Philadelphia, and I got it for him. And I'm looking forward to seeing a smile on his face when I get back. And he'll be able to feel the energy of the stone that I got him. So... Bob, I got it for you, buddy. I'll give it to you Monday or Tuesday. The wonderful thing about energy is that we have the ability to be able to heal everybody in our path. Is anybody out there? Hello? Okay. We have the energy to heal everybody along our path. And the path is actually pretty wide. I follow the Torah very carefully in terms of using energy. Hello?
Hello, Stephen. Hi, this is Scott from Ohio.
Oh, Scott. Hi, how are you doing, Scott?
Fantastic. I'm glad to talk to you.
Good.
A couple weeks ago, we worked on my mother. She had the leg thing that was going on with the cramping, and she actually ended up in the emergency room with...
Yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. ...some things going on with her chest, and she's anemic, but she's out now and doing... pretty well, but I was just wondering if we could take a look and help get the blood going.
Well, she needs some attention in her stomach area. I'm looking right at the energy. I'm just trying to see what's going on with her tummy area. Actually, it's in the lower, it's in the first, second, it's in the second chakra area. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to see what we can do about clearing her. Her heart's opening up now, very slowly. Has she been very weak?
Yes, she was.
Okay. Is she feeling better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. What we need to do, she's got some, she won't let go of something, Scott.
Okay.
Your mom doesn't let go of things easy.
Right.
We need to find out what's bothering her, because what's bothering her is causing her second chakra not to open up. So what I would suggest doing is sitting down with her and asking her what's bothering her. It's not from being anemic.
Okay.
There's something else that's bothering her.
Okay.
Now, it's starting to lighten up now as I'm speaking to you. Yeah, just changed colors a second ago. Are you with her right now?
I'm right next door, actually.
Okay. Yeah, she's having a hard time letting something go, Scott. I'm not sure what it is. Is she grieving somebody, or is she...
could be a... all the family's moved away. Her husband's been passed for 10 years. And
okay, they, so the whole family moved away? Is that what's going on,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, two sisters are gone, and then I live right next door. So.
Right. Does she grieve her family? Is she upset with everybody that moved away?
Not outwardly, no. She seems to have accepted it, but I don't see it outwardly.
She feels unhappy. Do people give her a call from now and then, or no?
Oh, yes. Yes.
They do, okay.
Yes, constantly.
Okay, good, good. Well, it's lightening up. I'm going into the center chakra right now. I keep on going in and more inward to see what's going on here. The second chakra hopefully will tell me what's going on. I'm going into the center of the chakra right now, so just give me a second here.
Okay.
Maybe we'll just clean it out for her. Maybe that's all it needs. Going into the other side of it, I'm out. Okay. I'm looking at the universe on the other end. And coming back out towards the chakra. Okay. Okay, now, I cleared the bottom portion of the chakra out. I'm looking at the top portion of it. That's clearing too. Okay, the chakra is just about clear. And the energy is flowing through your mom a little easier.
Okay.
So now we got to figure out, or you can talk to her and ask her what's been bothering her.
Okay.
Something is bothering her, either something about grieving or, as I said before, your mom doesn't let go. She holds on to things.
Right.
So you got to find out what she's holding on to, because I can clear the chakra, but unless she grasps what's going on, that'll come back.
I got you. Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'll work on that.
Okay, work on that with her. And
okay.
She should be getting better. But tell her she needs to let go.
Okay.
She holds on way too much. I've had clients that I've worked on that I've been able to clear their chakras, and they keep coming back because it keeps filling with the same thing.
Right.
And I tell them to please let go of everything, and eventually they stay clear. So you got to find out what's bothering your mom.
Okay.
And then tell her to let go. In other words, you can tell somebody over the phone what the problem is. but actually she's the one that needs to deal with that.
Right, I'm with
we
you.
Can take it away, but yeah. unless she changes her attitude or her mind, it's going to come back.
Okay, how about we had I had a tooth problem going on.
I remember you were telling me about that
right.
tooth problem.
And that's pretty well back to normal now.
Right.
And the last time the tooth on the other side happened, it had to be taken out. So I really thank you for that. But I had I do grid work, earth grid work, and
yes.
that's what I was doing over there on my trip. And I'm just wondering if there were some things maybe you could help me on. It was a pretty big challenge when I did the trip to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if there was some clearing and balancing.
Well, you have energy that's flowing through the top of your head now, which you didn't have about 5 minutes ago. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay. They have some trouble on the right hand upper side. Is that the side you're talking about now?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at now. It's a little on the dark side. What's been bothering you?
Well, dealing with my mother through that, and then also just working on the within the peace and healing of the earth and the earth grids and trying to transform.
I think what you need to do before you start healing the earth is heal yourself.
Okay.
The earth is being taken care of. What we need to do is get you healed first.
Yes.
Do you meditate every day?
Yes.
You do?
Well, I try to do it every day. Every day, no.
No, we can't try. We
okay.
do.
All right.
Okay, then. So you need to meditate every day.
Yes.
I would meditate if you can't do it for however long. I usually try to do it. I do it 8 times a day or 7 times a day if I'm massaging people. I go into a deep meditation. But you have to meditate every day.
Your
abilities are very strong. You should feel more centered now, do you?
Yes.
Good. So what I would suggest doing is to meditate every day without fail.
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's really important to do that. And eventually, your mouth is clearing. Your head's clearing. Can you feel all that on the right side clearing?
Yes, thank you very
Good.
Much.
Good.
I'd give you a big hug and a kiss if you were here.
What I would suggest doing is meditating every day.
Uh-huh.
And before you go to bed, thank God for everything you have.
Yes.
Because we got to do that. It's so important. We have miracles around us all day long, and we don't respect them sometimes, and we have to understand that we do need to respect them.
Yes, I understand that.
I know you do. I'm just talking to a lot of other people, about 13 million other people out there. So we need to, and I'm not saying that all 13 million people don't understand, they do, but there are a few of us that really need some help. And so that's what I'm doing,
yes.
is trying to provide some help. Thank you so much for calling me.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, you should be feeling a lot better now.
Yes, I am. Bless
you. Your mom is next door, and
yes.
she's clearing nicely. What I was just doing is just taking a walk over there and tell her you just talk to me, and you know you should be feeling better. As a matter of fact, there's a couple pair of hands with an angel that's behind you, and the wings are flowing. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we just get God included in this. He'll send you everything that you need.
Yes.
What you could do is take that wonderful energy that you're receiving now and just touch your mom ever so lovingly.
I will.
Okay?
Yes, sir. I will do that.
Okay. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, Stephen.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Scott will be feeling better and his mom will be feeling a lot better, so that's really important. I'm wearing tonight my nuclear receptor. I have a super receptor that I bought from Dr. Fred Bell that I wear. I exchange it once in a while. I usually wear my receptor and projector. Tonight I just felt like wearing my nuclear receptor. It feels so good. And the nuclear receptor. Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I'm also from Rochester.
Oh, my God.
How are you, Steve?
Yes, I know who this is.
I bet you do. Steve, I drove up to Canada on Thursday, and there was a difference in the flora and immediately started sneezing, had some sort of an allergic reaction that plugged everything, and I decided, even though I'm better today than I was, I would take advantage of your wonderful healing energy and call in. So that's what it's about. I'm very congested. It started out as allergies.
Okay. Yeah, your nose... You sound like you have a lot of allergens, honey. Is that what's going on?
Yes, I think it was the ragweed. And there's just enough difference in the flora. You get used to it in the environment you're in, but I changed environments, and there was a sudden change in the pollens.
Okay,
and
could you do me a favor?
That's what happened, at least that's my take on it.
Yeah, could you do me a favor? For some odd reason, you're breaking up.
Okay.
I can't
do you want me to change my position?
Did you have another...
Is that
better? Let me hear. Talk to me, honey.
Okay. Is this any better?
Yes, that's better.
I just changed the different spot in the house.
Okay, good, honey. Okay, we need to let go of everything.
Okay.
Just let go of everything. Okay. Good. God. Okay, your heart, there's a lot of energy going into the heart right now, honey. It should be... You should be able to feel that going through to your hands already.
Yes, I do.
Good, honey. Your head's starting to clear. I can see energy right in the center of your head. It feels like a star, and it's starting to glow in the center of your head. Oh, my goodness, it's so beautiful.
I can feel it, yes.
Good, honey. Good, 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 good. I'm just looking down at your... At your feet, yep. How's that energy feel down at your feet now?
It feels good. Actually, when you first started, I began breathing in, like you said, and sending the energy of God down.
Yep.
But I feel even more intensity now.
Okay, honey. Take in a good deep breath. I think you'll see yourself a lot clearer.
Yes, I can breathe deeper.
Good, sweetheart. Let's just stay in tune with that. That's it. Good. Good. Good, Joyce. You're clearing a lot, honey.
Thank you. It feels great.
Good, honey. Good. Okay. Just allow the energy to go out through your aura, honey. That's it. Just let it go through the aura. Good. You should be opening up. You should be opening up all throughout your body. Can you feel that now?
Yes, I can. I can feel it moving down from the chest into the abdomen and further on.
Good, honey. I think what's going on was your aura was shut down a little bit.
And oh, okay.
Of course, it cut down everything else, too. Okay. What upset you, honey? There's something that upset you at work.
With work or with my work, which is to do with the writing, I definitely have an upsetting matter about the contract I'm working with.
Okay. What I would suggest doing is allow that. Okay. I'm opening the heart of the other person that you're having a trouble with.
Okay.
Okay. That energy should be flowing to you. Can you feel yourself opening up more with that energy?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. Good. Okay, I'm just going to open both of you at the same time. Okay. Okay, both your auras are changing automatically, so let's just stay in tune with the energy. Okay. All right, I'm coming back to you now, just to you. The other person's taken care of. They're not going to be able to open up as much as you do there.
Okay.
They're as clear as they're going to be right now, but you're more important to me right now, this second. You should feel a lot more grounded.
I do. And what was interesting is I could actually feel my aura expanding.
Yes.
Particularly up around the head, and it's a little different sensation than I ever remember feeling. It's an interesting and wonderful feeling.
Yes. Well, your aura is expanding a lot more, honey, as we're speaking. As a matter of fact, you should be able to feel that way above your head now.
Yes, I do. Did I understand you correctly that you thought that it shut down trying to protect me from the pollen?
Wait a minute, sweetheart. It's hard for me to hear you. Can you say that again?
Did I get that you were thinking that the aura shut down to try to prevent me from being so impacted by the pollen?
Honey, your phone is, there's, for some odd reason, it's muffled.
I don't know what it is either. Let me try this. I've changed position again. Is that any better?
No, honey, it's not, but I'm trying to understand what you're saying. I'll tell you what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that your aura is clearer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up that your head is opening up more, and your aura is very, very clear right now. So can you feel that energy in your body extremely clear?
Yes, I can.
Good, honey. The other person, I'm disconnecting from the other person right now because I wasn't given the okay to go any further. Good. Okay. Okay, your energy feels much, much better.
It feels much better to me, too.
Yeah, now how's your energy feel? Is your nose should be running like crazy right now.
Well,
you feel
actually,
it running down the back of your throat?
No, it's actually been running. It's actually
okay.
Just opened up and been clearer.
All right, so I think everything will start clearing now because the aura was really, it needed to be cleared, honey.
Thank you so much. You're such a wonderful gift to the universe, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Joyce. And I'll get to talk to you. If you want, leave me a message, honey, at the office or home. Or well,
okay.
You've got all my phone numbers. I think you even have my cell phone number. So give me a call, and I'll get in touch with you when I get back, honey. We'll do some more work.
All right. Thank you so much. And blessings to you. It was wonderful.
Thank you, sweetheart. And love you much, and you take care of yourself.
I love you, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye, dear. Boy, everybody from Rochester's giving me a call, these wonderful people. Joyce is one heck of a healer. She's a fabulous healer, and it's wonderful working with her. And the other person to call from Rochester is also a great healer. So there's a lot to do with some wonderful people. And if we can help each other just a little bit to open up and help each other, that's the most wonderful part. It's just really being able to help each other and clear each other and be happy. What I'm going to do is ask God, I made contact with that other person for Joyce, and what I'm going to do is just to disconnect from that person and ask that she be helped by God. And I don't want to interfere with whatever she's going through. I didn't get permission to move into her energy. Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes?
This is Jose. I'm calling you from Nevada.
Yes, Jose. Can I help you?
Yes. I've got the same condition that you do.
What's that?
I'm diabetic.
Okay.
And I went and stepped on the speed bump and kind of broke a couple of bones in my foot.
Oh, my. Okay.
And this was about a long time ago, and it just does not want to heal, and I don't know what's going on.
Is this on your right foot?
No, it's on the left.
On the left foot. Well, it's got to be one or the other. You only got 2 feet.
Right.
Let's see what we can do. You can feel the energy going down the left foot. Can you feel that energy working in your left foot already?
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Good. All right, what I'm going to ask you to do is let everything go.
Okay.
That's it, just let everything go. Good.
I can feel a lot stronger.
Yep. That's it. Just let everything go. Just let... Right. You've got a lot of stuff going on. Just let's lift this out of your body. I'm going into a deep meditation right now. I'm with you all the way here, my friend. Keep your mind open. That's it.
There's a lot that's coming out. Just let it flow out. That's it. This is years and years and years and years of stuff, so we're just clearing that out. It's coming out of the top of your head and your and the rest of your body right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of your feet, coming out all over.
I think it's working on the other foot, too.
No, what we're doing right now is that I'm clearing the energy. You have a lot of darkness in your body, and it's getting lighter. I just want to clear the body so I can see a little better in here and see what's going on. When's the last time you meditated? Hello?
It's been a while.
I think I would start meditating every day. You've got too much junk inside of you, and meditation will help you get rid of it. I'm clearing you now, but what we need to do is to go into a meditation and just keep on working on it, and you're clearing now. Do you feel that lighter?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. My suggestion is do a meditation at least once or twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, and what I'm being told from heaven is he expects you to meditate in the morning, and there's no... Yeah, what do you want me to say? Hold on. I'm being told to you, being told to say to you, you need to meditate to become strong.
Okay.
Do you feel more centered?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I feel a lot better just talking to you.
Great.
I wanted to ask you something about...
Well, I'm not done yet.
Okay. I'm
Your
sorry.
Body is not done yet, so what I'm doing is trying to help you as much as I can. You can ask me later, but right now I'm trying just to clear what I need to clear here. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. I just go right for primary. The other stuff is important, but, you know, this is real important stuff. Okay, that's a lot lighter. How much? You feel 90% better, maybe 95% better already.
Oh, yeah, I'm just sighing with relief. Just
good.
I don't know if you can hear me, but...
You want to ask me? Go ahead.
Just breathing a lot.
Good.
Sighs of relief.
What seems to be going on now that I can help you with?
Oh, I listen to you quite a bit.
Yes.
From the very first afternoon that you were on.
I
don't know if you can see that I've got a receptor on.
Wonderful. They really work well. Fred Bell knows what he's doing, huh?
Oh, yeah. And at one time, it was probably a couple of weeks back, you talked to some gal that had a receptor that had tarnished in the back. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes.
And mine had done the same thing. I've had this over a year.
What I would suggest doing, you have a silver receptor, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I would do is take it to your jeweler,
mm-hmm.
and have him clean it. And that'll take off everything for you, and it'll be like brand spanking new.
Okay. But I wanted to tell you that it did that, but I had had it for such a long time, and you had told this gal that there was something going on with her kidneys or something, but I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember either, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And I'm looking at your back, and I'm looking at the back of the receptor. I would say that you have, do you have fear?
No, I wouldn't doubt that.
No, you're not hearing me.
do you have fear in you? What I'm doing is I'm looking at the receptor from the back.
Right.
From your back.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that the right and the left side is lung. And lung suggests to me that you have some fear that you're dealing with. Or not.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or not dealing with, yeah.
Okay. Can you talk about it over the air, or is it something you need to talk to me privately about?
I'm not sure exactly what it is, because there's probably a couple of areas.
Do me a favor. You've got my cell phone number?
You better give it to me again.
Okay, it's area code 585-746-8321. And anybody needs to give me a call privately, you can call me on my cell phone. And that's the only phone I'll be using because I'm moving my business elsewhere right now. You are diabetic?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on any insulin or anything of that nature?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Your foot is clearing.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Yeah. You feel a lot better to you now?
Mm-hmm.
Was it hurting for you to walk on it?
Yes, it was.
Okay, take a walk around, see if that's a lot better.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's like, it's a lot better.
Night and day, good.
Because there's a lot of pain in it.
Good, good.
See, still a little bit of pain on the side, but...
Yeah. It's gone now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I just wanted to ask one more thing about my receptor.
Okay, make it fast because I've got about 30 seconds for you.
Okay. Like I said, I've had it for all this time and it never tarnished. I clean it every day.
Yes.
Every single day, clean it with just soap and water and it's just...
No. You don't want to clean it with soap and water. Okay, all you want to do is take it to the jeweler, have it cleaned, and once in a while wash it. If you feel that the energy is negative in there, you picked up some negative stuff, just rinse it under water. That's all you need to do. Don't wash it with soap or anything else.
I take it to the jeweler.
Just take it to the jeweler, have them clean it, and it'll be like brand new.
What's happening if it tarnishes right in the center?
Then what you're doing is that you're being cleared in the center of your body. And what I would suggest doing is keep wearing that every day, even though if it stays tarnished or not, just keep wearing it.
Okay, because like I said, I've had it for a year, and then all of a sudden, I just picked up those tarnished places. And
what stone do you happen to know?
A blue sapphire.
It's a blue sapphire?
Mm-hmm.
For your heart. Okay, that's why it's in the center. Does he need blue sapphire? Yes. Okay, you still need it. What I would suggest doing is taking that to the jeweler and get it cleaned as many times as you have to. I think you're going through a cleansing period and...
Okay.